Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. It'll be smooth sailing for the rest of the work week, with above average temperatures looking to hold until at least the start of the weekend as high pressure strengthens over the coming days. For tonight, I know a lot of you will be looking up to catch a glimpse of the auroras once again tonight, but it is looking pretty cloudy through the early evening. There might be a brief clearing around 8 p.m. or so, and an even better clearing past midnight, but I don't know how long they'll be sticking around for. Other than that though, it should be a calm evening across the state. By tomorrow, that high pressure will continue to strengthen, with temperatures roughly 10 degrees above average for the middle of November. That puts you in the mid-60s in the far north, upper 60s to low 70s down the Wasatch Front, and mid-70s down in St. George. Come Friday, fairly similar conditions across the state, maybe a few degrees cooler as we gear up for another round of active weather from the weekend into the start of next week. Looking ahead to the active weather, it's looking like things will kick off first in southern Utah by Saturday evening. It's currently looking like patchy rounds of valley rain and mountain snow statewide through at least the start of next week. Beyond that is when things get a little uncertain, with the models having trouble agreeing on what looks to be a very active jet stream overhead. I'm feeling quite confident about valley snow next week, but what day it'll be is still a bit uncertain. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.